I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We have to talk about frost. Indeed, for a video that has gone mega viral of the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. He was flying to Vietnam, Kevin.
Oh.
On like a little goodwill visit with his wife, Brigitte. And as the door of the plane is opening, you can see the president of France standing there talking to somebody on the corner, you know, that is out of view. And in frame comes the hand, the feminine hand of his wife, who shoves him in the face.
Yeah.
Pushing him back just at the right moment when he realizes that the door of the plane is open and cameras are on him, and he gives a hysterical sitcom timed wave and smile. If you want to see it, and you do, text the word push, P-U-S-H, right now to 916-909-1065. I have it here in the studio on our monitors. I'm going to play it for you guys. Kevin, have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Look at this video.
Okay.
So the door of the plane is opening. He's arguing with somebody. Oh!
That push was aggressive. But keep watching it. He tries to hook his arm around her, and she doesn't want to hold put her arm around him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
She's pissed.
Look, she's clearly pissed.
No, she's really mad at him. But, like, the pushing of his face is so... It looks like something out of Veep or something like that. Like,
yeah, it does, actually.
His awkward smile and wave, so funny.
See, I don't find this funny at all.
You don't?
Not at all.
Why not?
You don't put your hands on your partner.
Okay.
Short of... He put his hands on her and she was pushing him back.
Yes.
That is the only acceptable reason for this to be okay. I don't care if you're male or if you're female. If the roles were reversed, now, don't get me wrong, men are almost always stronger than women. So if a man does that
only physically.
Well, right. If a man does that to a woman, could he
do more damage?
Do more damage, sure.
Obviously.
But, okay, take that off of the table.
Yep.
If the roles were reversed and we saw him put his hands on his wife's face and push her head back, we would say, you're an effing monster.
That's a great point. That's a really good point. Now, he did address this, and he said that it was, quote, squabbling and rather joking, criticizing the conspiracy theorists who amplified the interaction. I mean, you're a world leader and you're getting pushed in the face by your wife.
I don't care who you are, world leader or not.
Well, no, I'm talking about amplifying it. So of course we're going to amplify it.
Yeah, of course. Don't act like we're conspiracy theorists because your wife hit you in the face.
Right.
And we're having a problem with it. Are you crazy?
We can't get enough of it whenever we see one of our first ladies not want to hold hands with the president.
Right.
Doesn't matter of who it is.
Now, and
we're always like, oh.
Here's the thing. Like, can I picture... my boyfriend and I playing around and I put my hand on his face and I like push him back or something. Absolutely. That's not what this was. This was anger. This wasn't playful. This wasn't like, you better get out of here.
Well, what would make that playful? It would all be her face, right? Not his.
It would be the aggression that she's using to his head whips back.
Yes.
Okay, that's not playing. That's not joking around.
You've gotten playful with me and Kevin, though, and you're stronger than you think.
Okay.
Poor Kevin's been hurt physically.
Oh, please. You would love to just say stuff, and then it just becomes fact.
Kevin bruises.
Right.
He's had a limp for a week.
You have knocked me off my feet.
To be fair, that's because you tried to run into me.
I think I was trying to scare you. Trying to scare you coming around a corner, and you put your shoulder into me, and it knocked me off my feet.
It was a reflex.
Right.
What if this was just a reflex?
But have I ever put... Okay, what let's, if the, let's what play if, this game. Let's play this game.
Hold on. What if President Macron was just trying to spook his wife?
Okay.
And she's scared.
He should have said that. He goes, it was my fault. I tried to make her feel scared. I said, boo.
We do this thing ever since we saw The Conjuring that right. I am a demon.
Right. Uh-oh. I'm going to get you. Okay, imagine we're even playfully, like, we would slap fighting. I don't know. I can't imagine a scenario where I put my hand on your face. Okay, right. Let's say we are.
Okay.
And I push your face back so hard that it, like...
Then I push, then I go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be pissed?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's too much.
If you want to see this video, text the word push, P-U-S-H, to 916-909-1065. At the very least, it's something you're going to want to show your friends.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.